Hi, Parker. We can get this started with Martine.
Hey, Parker. There's a pretty good opportunity for you today here against a Brewers lineup that had a lot of regulars in there, and you were able to go two innings. What do you think of your performance overall today?
Oh, I felt good. Yeah, like you said, it was pretty much their starting lineup, facing some guys that are pretty established and obviously, really good players. So it was good to, compete against those guys. Kind of my first real game action other than instructional league since 2019. So other than spring training last year, no, I felt good and feel like I commanded it pretty well, which is a big key for me. And other than that walk, I felt like I was making pitches. So it was a good day overall.
Matt?
Barbara, just what are your goals for this spring, and especially with some of the main starters kind of a little bit delayed in spring, and you guys getting a couple turns here to start. What are your goals here for this game?
Yeah, this is obviously a good opportunity for me to kind of show what I can do, kind of show who I am, and that's a guy who is going to give you a chance to win and fill up the zone, and that's what I tried to do today. So, I'll just keep trying to prepare myself the best I can to be ready if an opportunity arises this year. And we've got a lot of great pitchers on the staff, and they're going to be really deep. So, just being part of that depth is something that's special, and being able to get this start was a good opportunity for me, like you said, and hopefully can build on this momentum going forward.
Manolo?
Parker, I'm guessing that being around all of those pitchers already in the ace rotation for a couple of years is a good experience, a learning experience for you. Could you talk a little bit of what you have been learning, being surrounded by those major leaguers, and some of the things that you think they're going to help you moving forward to the season?
Yeah, no, I've had some good conversations and just listening really with guys, like Bass and Sean Manaea and Mike Fiers. I kind of feel like we kind of have similar repertoires and similar pitching styles as far as being command over kind of stuff guys. And he's had a really obviously long, successful career. So Bass and Fiers were talking the other day about how some people say the biggest jump is like if you can go from single A to double A and have success, that's kind of the hardest jump. And they're like, there's no way that's true. It's triple A to the big leagues because those margins for error are so much slimmer in that jump. So kind of listening to them talk about how you have to know what your plan is to be successful. And that's been good for me to listen to them talk about their plans and see what kind of I can incorporate from their routines or their mindsets that they have when they're going into a game facing certain types of guys for certain types of hitters. It's been good to be able to just kind of be a fly on the wall and participate in those conversations in the locker room and on the field this spring.
Yeah, well, you have some experience in Double A and Triple A, but of course, last year you missed all the year because no baseball last year for the minor leagues. But what are the things you think you have improved the most since 2019 to this year as a pitcher?
Yeah, I think when I got to Triple A in 2019, I had a pretty good first start, and then throughout the rest of the season or the rest next month, I kind of struggled. Lost my command a little bit, was getting hit around, and was kind of getting leery of contact because the ball was flying. I was giving up some homers, but what it comes down to is you can't be afraid of contact. It doesn't matter where you're pitching. I got back to what makes me a successful pitcher, and that's attacking the zone with any pitch, anytime, being able to command it to both sides of the plate. So I made that adjustment in 2019. And then last year, kind of at the alternate site and instructs, I was focused more on my delivery a little bit and kind of shortening up my arm action. And I think it's created a little bit more velocity. I was had better velocity at the alt site and instructs last year. And I've just been trying to carry that same mechanical adjustments and then form that together with that attacking mindset that I found at the end of 2019.
Matt?
Just a quick follow-up. Who were you working with on that adjustment at the alternate site last year?
It was kind of something that I noticed myself during the shutdown. When we got home from spring training, I kind of watched video of my delivery and kind of broke it down. And like, I didn't like where I was at. I gotten into some bad habits as far as my arm swing and stuff. So I kind of got back to starting from the ground up, starting from my legs up, working on some plyo things. And then I got to the alt side, and like there some guys said, even Nick Paparesta came to me and was like, your arm path looks different, it looks different, it looks like it's coming out, what'd you do? So I kind of walked him through what I did, and then got with Rick Rod and Fran and those guys, and they were really supportive and helpful of me trying to make those adjustments but still do what makes me successful without overthrowing. Cause you know, I got into a little bit of a rut there, just like, I'm going to try and throw 95 on every pitch. And that isn't really me. So I was able to kind of tone it down a little bit, make the adjustment, see some progress in, as far as velocity, but then rein it back in to a part of what makes me successful.